In this bulletin, an Australian couple back on home soil after being released from detention in Iran. Hong Kong's leader condemns violent protests, saying the riots have made it a very dark day for the territory. And in sport, Wallabies coach Michael Checker insists the team is still a contender for the World Cup and can make history as the first side to drop a pool match and still go on to win the tournament. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. An Australian couple held in a notorious Iranian prison for flying a drone has spent their first night on home soil after being locked up for months. Perth couple Mark Firkin and Jolie King are back in Australia, with all the charges against them dropped after being arrested for flying an unlicensed drone near a military zone. Hours after their arrival home, Attorney General Christian Porter confirmed he decided an Iranian cancer researcher, Reza Debashi Kevi, shouldn't be extradited to the US. The man had been arrested in September 2018 after US authorities accused him of conspiring to export electronic military devices to Iran. The fight remains to bring home a third Australian detained in Iran, academic Carly Moore Gilbert. The Hong Kong government says it won't be giving in to protesters' demands to scrap a face mask ban that came into effect yesterday. The government has appealed for public support after an overnight rash of widespread violence, including arson attacks. Chief Executive Carrie Lam condemned the night of rampaging violence, calling it a very dark day.
The rioters' extreme acts made Hong Kong endure a dark day last night. It has made Hong Kong semi-paralysed. Everyone is worried, anxious, or even scared. I appeal to everyone to support the Hong Kong government to stop violence in a legal way. We shall all condemn violence and firmly say no to violence.
US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has dismissed questions about US President Donald Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden as a silly gotcha game. Earlier in the week, Mr. Pompeo had acknowledged for the first time that he'd been on the July 25 phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Pompeo says the administration's foreign policy efforts were reasonable, responsible, and necessary to target corruption, ensure aid is spent properly, and protect American democracy. He says the focus of media and commentators on Mr. Trump and Ukraine is wrong because it doesn't impact real people's lives.
This is what's wrong. When the world doesn't focus on the things that are right, the things that matter, the things that impact real people's lives, and instead you get caught up in some silly gotcha game. I'm on almost every phone call with the president, with every world leader. The president has every right to have these set of conversations. Mm-hmm. We know exactly what we were doing there. We were trying to create a situation where it wouldn't be a corrupt government, right? We wanted to make sure that they didn't interfere in our election in 2016.
Iraqi officials say five people have been killed in renewed anti-government protests in the Iraqi capital after security forces fired on them on a fifth day of unrest. The Iraq Parliament's Human Rights Commission says the total death toll since Tuesday now stands at 99 people. Protests over chronic unemployment and poor public services have now escalated into a broader movement, demanding an end to official corruption and a change of government. And to sport, Wallabies coach Michael Checker says he believes the team can make history and be the first to drop a pool match and win the World Cup. Australia only led 7-3 in the 24th minute against Uruguay before scoring another six tries in a win that all but guarantees Australia's qualification through to the quarterfinals. Chica says the team can move past its four-point loss to Wales last week to do what has never been done before.
You've got to make history, that's it. That's what we've got to do. You want to do it now, we've got to make some history. I back my lads to, when they got their minds on something, especially this year, this season's team, once they get their minds on something, you know, I back them to be able to do that 100%. So we know that that's what we want to do, and we want to be that team. We want to be the team that does make history.
And now look at the weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 22, Adelaide shower 219, Melbourne possible shower 24, Hobart a few showers 21, Canberra becoming windy, partly cloudy, 29, Wollongong cloud clearing 23, similar conditions for Sydney, Newcastle cloud clearing 26, Brisbane cloud clearing 28, Cairns partly cloudy 30, and Darwin sunny 34. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.